Welcome to this podcast for Exploring Anatomy, the Human Abdomen.
This podcast is going to outline the surface anatomy of the abdomen. So as you should be aware, the abdominal cavity is a space within the trunk that is located inferior to the diaphragm. It is continuous inferiorly with the pelvis, and sometimes the abdominal and pelvic cavities are referred to as the abdominopelvic cavity, as the two are continuous. As the abdomen contains a series of organs associated with the gastrointestinal, renal, and reproductive systems, it is vitally important for clinicians to have a good understanding of its surface anatomy in order to conduct initial assessments and diagnoses. So the anterior surface of the abdomen extends from the xiphoid process and costal cartilages superiorly to the pubic bones of the pelvis inferiorly, and is characterized by numerous features, including the umbilicus, the linea alba, and the linea semilunaris. The umbilicus is usually located at the level of the intervertebral disc between the third and fourth lumbar vertebra, but this can vary depending on the amount of subcutaneous fat present. It marks the 10th thoracic dermatome. Extending through the umbilicus in the midline from the xiphoid process to the pubic symphysis is the linea alba. This is a fibrous groove that marks the midline of the abdomen and also the medial borders of the two rectus abdomini muscles. On the lateral border of this muscle is the linea semilunaris. This is another groove that is particularly evident in individuals with a well-defined musculature. Also observed on the anterior surface of the abdominal wall are a series of bony structures. There is the pubic symphysis inferiorly, which unites the two pubic bones, and this can be palpated at the inferior limit of the linea alba. On the lateral margin of the abdominal wall are the two anterior superior iliac spines, and these are located on the anterior limit of the iliac crest. The anterior superior iliac spines can be conveniently abbreviated to ASIS, A-S-I-S. The anterior superior iliac spine and the umbilicus are two important features on the abdominal wall as they help the clinician to locate the appendix. To do this, a diagonal line extending between the umbilicus and the ASIS on the right side is imagined, and the appendix is located deep to the anterior wall, approximately a third of the way from the ASIS. This point is referred to as McBurney's point. The surface of the abdomen can be divided into specific regions to help identify organs that lie deep. This enables accurate palpation, auscultation, and percussion, and also to help source sites of pain. There are two schemes for doing this, a four-quadrant scheme and a nine-region scheme. The four-quadrant scheme divides the abdomen into four using two planes, a vertical plane directly in the midline and a horizontal plane that passes through the umbilicus, known as the transumbilical plane. The two planes separate the abdomen into four quadrants, the right and left upper and the right and left lower quadrants. The nine-region scheme uses two vertical planes and two horizontal planes. The two vertical planes are the midclavicular lines, which pass between the midpoint of the clavicle superiorly and the middle of the inguinal ligament inferiorly. This separates the abdomen into three vertical regions. These are then separated into nine specific regions by the two horizontal planes. Superiorly, there is the subcostal plane, which extends across the abdomen at the level of the 10th costal cartilage. And inferiorly, there is the horizontal transtubercular plane. This extends across the abdomen at the level of the iliac tubercles, and these are located in line with the 5th lumbar vertebra. The nine regions are superiorly, the right and left hypochondriac regions that are either side of the epigastric region. Below these are the right and left lumbar regions that are either side of the umbilical region. And then most inferiorly are the right and left inguinal regions that are either side of the hypogastric or pubic region. As I've mentioned, It's important that the clinician has a good understanding of these regions, and specifically the organs that lie deep to the anterior surface. So within the right hypochondrial region, there is the liver, gallbladder, the right adrenal gland, and the hepatic flexure of the colon. In the left hypochondrial region, there is the stomach, spleen, and the other adrenal gland, the left adrenal gland, and the splenic flexure of the colon. Centrally in the epigastric region is the liver, the transverse colon, the pylorus of the stomach, and the first part of the duodenum. Moving inferiorly, in the right lumbar region, there's the right kidney, the ascending colon. In the left lumbar region is the left kidney, the descending colon, and centrally in the umbilical region are the remaining parts of the duodenum and also the pancreas. Moving inferiorly again, in the right inguinal region is the cecum and appendix, and in the left inguinal region is the sigmoid colon. And centrally within the hypogastric region, there is the uterus in the female and the bladder. Palpation of the bladder is dependent on its level of distension. You would probably have noticed that I haven't mentioned the small intestines during this description. Well, the small intestine is a highly mobile organ, and it is variably located within the abdomen and can be found in any of the 9 regions, but it's usually found in the inferior 6. So with that description, I'll finish this podcast. I hope it's been helpful.